WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. UVA's president says those who covered a statue of Thomas Jefferson desecrated sacred ground. Virginia's health insurance market is teetering, especially for poor people, even as coverage is up because of the ACA. And in the next episode of Women of Interest, we meet an 82-year-old bookkeeper whose work ethic would put most of us to shame. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, September 14th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
The president of the University of Virginia says protesters who shrouded a statue of Thomas Jefferson in black were desecrating ground many people consider sacred. The Daily Progress reports a group of about 100 people, including students, faculty, and community members, gathered on campus Tuesday night. They covered the statue of Jefferson, UVA's founder, and put up signs that called him a rapist and racist. UVA President Teresa Sullivan says she strongly disagrees with their decision to cover the statue. She says one person was arrested for public intoxication. The university says it dispatched workers to remove the covering, but it was already gone when they arrived. The latest round of census numbers includes some positive news about health insurance in Virginia, but as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, those gains are threatened by uncertainty in Washington.
Okay, so the good news first. New numbers from the Census Bureau show significant improvement in the percentage of people in Virginia who have health insurance. Back in 2013, 12% of Virginians had no health insurance. Now that number is down to 9%. Michael Cassidy, the Commonwealth Institute, says that shows the Affordable Care Act is working and shouldn't be repealed, even if Virginia refuses to expand Medicaid.
Virginia's share of residents with health insurance is no longer ahead of the national rate, and we are lagging behind a large number of our neighboring states.
And now the bad news. Several providers in the marketplace for subsidized health insurance have pulled out, leaving low-income people in rural parts of Virginia in a bind. They've got health insurance, but nobody will take it. Jill Hankin at the Virginia Poverty Law Center says Congress needs to act.
Really, what they need to do is promise to pay the cost-sharing reductions, which all the health plans want and need. And they can also adopt some kind of reinsurance to cover individuals who have super high medical costs.
For now, Congress is still debating the issue. Meanwhile, open enrollment for 2018 starts in a few weeks. I'm Michael Pope.
86% of Virginia's public schools have earned accreditation. That's the highest number since the state revamped standardized tests in 2012. The annual accreditation scores were released Wednesday by Virginia's Department of Education. Charles Pyle is the agency's communications director.
Well, we want to see all of our schools in Virginia meeting state standards, 100%. Now that hasn't happened. We came very close before those challenging new tests were introduced back in 2012. But that's always our goal for all students to succeed.
88 schools were denied accreditation this year, including several each in Danville, Richmond, and Norfolk. To see how schools in your area fared, you can go online to schoolquality.virginia.gov. Flu season is coming, and the Virginia Department of Health is again recommending that all people 6 months and older receive their annual influenza vaccine. But as WCV's Charles Fishburne reports, this year they are targeting a surprising group.
They are urging healthcare workers to protect themselves and their patients by getting the vaccine as soon as it becomes available. Sarah Leinberger, Virginia Department of Health.
In Virginia, there's no statewide mandate that requires healthcare workers receive an annual influenza vaccine.
She says last flu season, 40% of Virginia hospitals did not meet the national goal of having 90% of their workers vaccinated, with some hospitals having as little as 50%.
Healthcare workers should get vaccinated every year because it protects those around them, especially patients they may work with who have chronic disease and might be more susceptible to influenza complications.
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Finally, Joyce Herndon is a one-of-a-kind bookkeeper for the Stanton Union Stockyards. As WMRA's Jesse Nadler discovered in the latest profile for our Women of Interest series, Herndon is all about vitality, longevity, and the value of hard work.
Joyce Herndon has been working full-time at the Stanton Union Stockyard since 1991.
I'm the secretary, bookkeeper, accounts receivable, accounts payable, do most everything.
On sale days, farmers from all over the Shenandoah Valley bring in their cattle for auction. It could be from 500 to 1,500 cows for sale at a time. She and the other ladies in the office stay until every last cow is paid for and processed. That can take until 7 p.m., 9 p.m., 1 a.m. The latest she stayed is 4 o'clock the following afternoon. So Joyce Herndon has some stamina, but there's something else you should know about her.
I'm 82.
Yeah, she's 82. How many 82-year-olds do you know who can pull the rare all-nighter?
I've done it so long that I reckon I'm used to it. I think your body gets immune or whatever.
I couldn't do that.
That's what my daughter says.
Well, how do you do it?
I don't know. They don't know how I do it. They said, how do you do it? I said, well, I don't know. We just do it.
It helps that Herndon really likes her job. Getting up and going to work every day, even on those brutal sale days, is not a burden.
I don't feel 82. I don't feel like my mind's 82. I still feel like my mind's 40. I love working on books, bookkeeping, and talking on the telephone, talking with the people, and joking. And
she also really likes her bosses, two brothers also in their 80s. They're the ones who persuaded her to stay on when she first considered retirement at age 65.
They didn't want me to quit, and I really didn't want to quit. And I thought, well, maybe if I work till I'm 70, and I got to be 70, and I still liked it, and I was still active, and I felt like my mind was good. So I thought, well, I'll work till I'm 75. And it just kept going on like that. Now here I am, 82.
In fact, the joke around the office is that Herndon may never retire, voluntarily.
They said, well, they were going to build my coffin for me, and when I died, they'd carry me out in the coffin. They kid me about that all the time.
She thinks that the work itself, bookkeeping, working with numbers all day, keeps her mind sharp and stimulated. Bookkeeping, she says, can sometimes be like a puzzle.
When you can't find something in your bookkeeping and you know it's right there, as I used to tell the other girls, it's in there. It's in there somewhere. All of a sudden, there it is. Wonderful. We're back to zero again.
So she's got a great attitude. Her mind is sharp. She's surrounded by longtime friends and colleagues. All of this is key for maintaining vitality. But there are a few conditions that have made it possible for her to keep working into her ninth decade. Number one, it's a desk job. She's not on her feet all day. And number two, the stockyard doesn't do computers.
I don't know how to use one, and I don't want to learn at 82. When people come in and ask us to look up something, sometimes we have it in 5 minutes. They'll say, well, that was fast.
Herndon's husband passed away after 55 years of marriage in 2009. They had 3 children, 5 grandchildren, and now she has 6 great-grandchildren.
I just feel like I'm so lucky to have found this job, and it was what I wanted, actually, because I grew up on a farm, and I loved the farm. And when I found this job, I thought, oh, I just love it, being around the farmers and hear the farm talk like I did growing up. And that's another reason why I don't want to quit. I'm just so attached.
Work feels like home. How many people can say that?
I have no regrets. And if I had it do over again, I believe I'd do it the same thing. I'd work as long as I could.
And that's no bull. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.
Support for WMRA's Women of Interest series comes from F&M Bank, a local independent community bank since 1908 with locations throughout the Shenandoah Valley. Online at fmbankva.com.
Learn more about Joyce Herndon and our Women of Interest series at wmra.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Thursday.